Hi. Is it okay to talk to you now? What? I haven't been waiting for you for 3 hours in the kitchen just for you to stop working and talk to you. That did not happen. Definitely not. Are you really too busy to talk to me for just a second? You've been working for a long time and I miss you. We haven't been talking as much as we did before. You've been really busy and you don't come home until very late, and even if you come home early, you don't really talk to me, and you work like you're a robot, and I missed us. I miss our days when we would just sit together and do nothing. Even when you would work, you would still let me sit by your side. When I float around, sometimes I make your papers fly off the table, and you just laugh and pick them up. Now your bedroom door is always closed, and you're always on the phone. Even when I say hi to you, you just don't. You're just different now. Please don't leave. Listen to me. I know that your life is getting better, and I understand that I'm never your priority. I don't know what's happening, but I don't want to lose you. Did I do something wrong? Then what happened? What? That's insane. You don't need to feel bad. Why would you think that way? You know I will always support you. I will always support you. Even that night when you took her home, I'm happy for you. You know there are a lot of things I don't and probably won't understand, but I do know that you've been lonely, and it excites me that there's someone who can ignite you like that. But I don't want to lose you. You've been acting weird after that day. You started to avoid me. You closed your doors and you stopped calling me in the middle of the night when you need me. So I normally sit outside the window and start to forget what it is like when days pass with their own colors. I never, in my wildest dream, have thought that my meaningless being would become meaningful someday. Without you, none of these things could have happened. None of the emotions I feel would be a part of me. Honestly, I couldn't be happier when I hear you giggling with her on the phone. But I don't want you to avoid me, to distance yourself away from me. When you do that, my chest feels weird. It's like something in there becomes colder, and I don't like it. Please don't apologize. It's me that needs to apologize. I guess I always know that I will lose you one day, and I'm just a bad ghost who wants to keep you for myself. But before that day comes, can we just stay like this? I promise I wouldn't be in your way then. After all, your happiness is my priority. So, please, can we be what we are, even just for a little while longer? Yes, I remember our first night together. You were screaming and hitting me with books. I had a plan all about how I will talk to you, but when I saw you rattling in your nightmare, I just had to wake you up. I hated to see you scared and anxious. Is that true? After our first night, you knew that I will always be a part of your life. Do you really need me like I need you? You just made me a very happy ghost. Thank you. I won't leave you. Not until. What? Nothing. You're gonna drop your work and watch Black Mirror together? Okay, but You'll have to hold my hand because it is really scary.